Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining a question, and this question is about one of the epithets and titles of our fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. We can explain this question in the following way, that Imam Baqir alayhi salam, his name or his title al-Baqir, it translates as the person who cultivates or opens up the sciences, Baqirul Ulum. And this is actually goes back to a tradition which the Holy Prophet mentions regarding him. In that tradition, the Holy Prophet Muhammad says the following to Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, famous companion of the Prophet. He says that, O Jabir, I hope that you stay on this earth until you meet one of my children from the descendants and the children of Hussein alayhi salam. His name is Muhammad. They will name him Muhammad. Yabquru ilma din baqra, meaning he will open up the sciences, cultivate the sciences in a very great manner. Right. So the question, in the context of this meaning of this name, the question that is posed here today is this: we know that today the sign of somebody being knowledgeable, the sign of somebody being learned, is the product that the person produces, or the invention that the person produces, which has a benefit for human beings and society, right? So if the question is today is we want to pose is this, is that if the Imam really is the most knowledgeable of people, as his name indicates, then why is it that no significant invention has been mentioned to have been created by him? Right? This seems to contradict the general principle that we just mentioned. This question, we can answer it in a number of different ways, but the way that we want to answer it today is in this way, that if we look at and pay attention to the meaning of this name, the answer to the question itself will be revealed. And that is that the word Baqirul Ulum, meaning the person who cultivates knowledge or opens knowledge up, it indicates the fact that the Imam, alayhi salam, he proliferates knowledge, he propagates knowledge. And in the hadith we just mentioned, it was clearly stated by the Prophet said that the Imam will cultivate or open up the knowledge of religion. يَبْقُرُ إِلْمَ الدِّينِ بَقْرَى. So his name indicates the fact that he will open up and propagate religious knowledge in a great fashion, right? So it has not this. His and this is something that we see. History tells us is true. He was in the history. It tells us that the Imam lived in an era where he was relatively free to propagate religious knowledge. And this, and religious knowledge, it doesn't have some sort of tangible, materialistic, and worldly, a product for it. It's not like science, applied sciences, where science is applied and a product and an invention is produced for the material benefits of society. So this name has nothing, doesn't have any in connection to, the production of any material product or invention for society. Thank you for joining us here on the Key. We were looking at the name of Imam Baqir and whether it indicates his having invented anything. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.